Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Christine. How may I assist you?
Oh, I'm trying to figure out when the service people are going to show up today.
Uh-oh.
You need a... Huh?
I said, uh-oh. Hang
Why?
On a second. Well, I don't know what time it is for you.
After 5.
Okay, 16... And you had a scheduled, was it an install or was it a...
It's just a propane conversion, you know, moving the jets and just hooking up the line.
Okay. May I have your zip code?
43338.
I'm so sorry. It cut out 43.
There's 33s.
Oh, 33.
433.
Maybe that's what I misunderstood.
It's crazy.
My apologies. Is it Best Buy or Home Depot?
Best Buy.
Do you have a order number? Should start with like a 112.
I don't know. I don't have that in front of me. How about the phone number?
Bear with me. It takes quite some time to find it by the phone number, but we'll give it a shot here. What's the phone number?
614-923-5990.
933, I can't.
614-923-5990.
990. Okay, bear with this. Takes a little bit of time.
Yeah, they called, I think, yesterday or a couple of days ago and said they would call yesterday to tell us what time they're coming today. But she said the initial window would be before 11 o'clock today. So then we called them back, and they said that they would be there, you know, today.
Okay. I just need this to work. I swear this takes forever to find it this way.
Okay, I think I found the order number. Is that what you want?
Hang on. Once the system kind of gets on this phone number, it's awful and wrecks everything. I was successful.
Two terminals going.
I'm sorry?
The two terminals going.
I can't honestly with this because we can try it. Hang on. All right, what's the order number?
Okay, it's 112. 123-378-4593.
Okay, let's try it. No results found.
What was that? Maybe I read it wrong. Let me read it over.
Wait. Charmaine?
Yep.
Okay, hang on. Charmaine Schaefer, correct? And it's 6984 U.S. Highway 42?
That's the place.
Okay. Hang on just a sec. It says release for reschedule.
Yeah, they originally had it scheduled for the 23rd, and then they told they would do it on the 17th. Because they were waiting since like August 25th. Or August 21st, somewhere around there. I don't know. And forever.
Okay, so actually it looks like it's going to have to be rescheduled. We can't reschedule today. It looks like a tech had an injury.
That's what they said the last time.
That's from today.
And the last time they said that the two techs had an injury, and now we've got another one. Three tech injuries in 1 week.
Yeah, maybe. You know, men. Okay, let's get you rescheduled here. Hey, okay.
And a manager out there. I mean, they're supposed to know how to do their job. I mean, managers are supposed to know everything.
Okay, it looks like the
manager.
Okay, it looks like the closest date I can get is the 27th. Now, wait. Before you say anything, I'm going to escalate this over because that's the advice I am seeing here. But I have to put you in on this date right now in order for them to be able to pull up the order and then get you settled in somewhere else.
Now we had the 23rd, now we're going to the 27th.
No. It'll get settled a little bit sooner. Morning time?
Anytime. We're here all day.
Okay.
When did we buy this thing anyhow? 1st of August? Can't even remember, so long ago.
Okay. Bear with me. I got to get you escalated, okay?
They must be taking those COVID-19 shots. That's what's injuring them.
Yeah, I know.
It's all over the internet. People are dropping everywhere.
What did I do here? I don't care if you hear me.
She said to have an injury.
Again?
No. That's 3 in a week.
This is crazy.
I know.
I'm getting you escalated. Don't worry.
Not even the 23rd now, but the 26th?
27th, but she's working on moving it backwards. Insanity.
I think you're my first Ohio callers. Normally I get Massachusetts a lot.
What is going on anyhow? This is insanity.
Yeah.
Is it a labor shortage or is it a death count? What is it?
Might be a little bit of both.
This is insanity. I mean, we bought this thing, I can't remember when we bought it. August 1st? August something. August 21st? Yeah, I think we bought it August 21st. That's a month. First guy came by, goes, I don't know how to do that.
Oh, no.
Next guy comes by. Oh, I thought I was here for a pickup. I don't know how to do that.
Oh, no.
Well, you can put it in yourself. Yeah, but the man who says the extended warranty is voided.
Right. What phone number is better to call you off of, the 923-5900 or the 656-7113?
Either one's good. Actually, the first one would be easier because she does phone support and she may not be able to pick up.
Okay.
So use the 5990.
Okay. Good time frame for you, morning or night, doesn't matter.
Don't matter. We've been waiting here for a month. All we want to do is cook dinner.
Right.
I mean, why do they send people out who can't know how to do everything?
I am definitely notating all of this.
You know, and I used to go out and do consulting work, installs, computers. You get there, you make most of your money with all the add-ons. Hey, can you do this? Can you do that? Right?
Agreed, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. It's supposed to be a money machine.
Okay, let me add... Let me add some big wigs in here, okay? Sorry, I want to make sure I get all the people included on this for you so that they all know what's going on in your area.
Well, why don't they just send a manager over? He should know how to do everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, they shouldn't be the manager. That's why you always say, I never have my employees do anything I don't know how to do.
Ohio, where are you?
Right next to Mansfield.
No, on my, there we are, Ashley. Here we go. And one more. Escalations District over here. I'm gonna grab it right here and right here. I'm sorry, I just want to make sure I get all of these people on here. They need to know what's going on.
Yeah, I've been to Massachusetts.
You've been to Massachusetts?
Yep. Spent about a year there in Boston.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
I'm not there.
Where are you?
I'm in Alabama.
I haven't been to Alabama.
Well, then we're equal because I've never been to Ohio, although my roommate is from Ohio. Don't ask me where. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and escalate this over. You've got to be kidding me right now.
What? So you must be going to college. We got a roommate.
No. It's just better to live with somebody in the area that I have to live in. Terrible, but
I used to rent rooms when I was traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a beatnik, a bohemian, a hippie.
Right.
I'd go do my installs. So I'd go up to Cleveland and I'd spend a week there, and I'd drive home on the weekends.
Oh, that'd be
cool. It's been 3 or 5 years.
Yeah, that's easy. Well, if
you
would have. Wait, did you do it at a hotel or somebody's house?
Somebody's house, because everybody's divorced, and so you can rent a room for $300, help us pay their utilities.
Right. I actually do that on the side, too.
Yeah. So they thought it was a pretty good deal. I'd rent the room, and then I'd be gone on the weekends, and they had a whole house to themselves.
Mm-hmm. I do it for traveling nurses.
Mm-hmm. Well, I bet they're not getting that vaccine.
Well, it's not even that. It's just like it's not even happening anymore. Nobody's traveling anywhere.
Right.
What do you mean no ultrasound? Why is this happening? Sorry.
16 to 90% of all the people in the hospital are the ones who got vaccinated. Yeah,
sorry.
My neighbor's wife got vaccinated.
Uh-huh.
My neighbor's wife got vaccinated. Her husband died. You can't be near people who have been vaccinated for 8 days.
Wait a minute. She got vaccinated and he died?
Yep.
How is that possible?
It's called a spike variant. Protein
a
variant.
What now?
It's called shedding. When you start shedding.
Wow, I didn't even know that was possible.
If you spend a lot of time with somebody who's been vaccinated, you will eventually get a spike protein jumping into your body.
Interesting.
That's why you got to take the zinc and the vitamin D, and you got to drink massive amounts of alcohol. That's why they're trying to shut the bars down.
That's why I didn't get the coronavirus. I was very good at drinking.
Yeah, well, I mean, the main thing is the graphene oxide. It's the graphene oxide that's killing most people.
Weird. Okay, I finally... I finally got this email sent, finally. Oh, my goodness. The hoops and bounds, I swear. What time is it? I'm ready for a drink. So I have escalated this for you so that they all know to reschedule you sooner, okay?
That's the time to be here tomorrow.
hopefully we will get a phone call tomorrow or an email back, and I will be calling you back tomorrow to say, hey, your reschedule is for Saturday,
ra-di-da-di-da.
This
Saturday?
Time. Yeah, they'll email me back, and then I'll call you back with a reschedule.
Okay. You're going to get it this Saturday.
I'm hopeful. It says as soon as possible if they can get you in.
I mean, you know, you'd think they'd have a disaster recovery method or something.
Right.
You know?
I know.
I used to. Worst thing that can happen is a complete computer failure. So I'd have a backup computer with me, and I'd put it in the company.
Yeah. Unfortunately, these days, you know... might hurt somebody's feelings or something's going to happen. We have the protocol, but I do have you rescheduled right now again for the 27th. However, I did send that escalations in, okay?
All right. My wife did not have.
I'm really hopeful that I'll get to give you a call back tomorrow, and we will... get a scheduled date, okay?
All right.
Well, thank you.
Can we? Okay.
All right.
Nothing. I was just going to say, why can't we just use another appliance company? But I called one of them, and they're booked out to the end of the month. Everybody's booked out.
Yep. It is a very busy time. But again, I'm going to, and before I even give you a call, I'm going to make sure this tech is able to do the job. So I will take care of that, okay?
Make sure he doesn't get hurt. Tell him to come in an ambulance.
I will. All right. Anything else I can assist you with?
No, we're good.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling XPO, and you enjoy your day.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye.